Meet in London, a practical English course for college English majors.
高等院校实用英语专业综合教程第四册
Unit 1 Branding
品牌管理
The importance of image
形象的重要性
2. Listen to a conversation about a market research and choose the right answer to each question. Here's a full breakdown of the market research. Take a look at it.
Okay. So, you interviewed 250 people in Shanghai, is that right?
Not just in Shanghai. 250 people in Shanghai, 20 in Beijing, and 250 in Guangzhou.
Oh, it looks like you got similar results in all three cities.
Yes. The main question we were asking was how people would respond to a new brand coming in at the high end of the market.
And it seems as if a lot of people like the idea.
Exactly. 70% of the people interviewed prefer a well-respected brand name. It's as simple as that.
But will they want to buy our products or stick to what they know?
Well, most people like the idea of being able to buy a Chinese brand rather than a foreign one.
What do you mean by most people exactly?
In our target market of 16 to 30 years old, only 15% said they would hesitate to buy a Chinese brand.
So you'd say that being a Chinese brand is one of our major strengths?
Definitely. I think the main thrust of our marketing campaign should be our Chinese identity.
Well, that makes sense.
The trick will be convincing them that our products are of the same quality as the established brands.
Yes, and our research shows that pricing will have a lot to do with that.
We can't afford to price our products too high, obviously.
That's right. The research suggests we should go for price points just below those of our main competitors.
I agree. We need to be noticeably cheaper, but still be in the same price bracket as the other top brands. Here's a full breakdown of the market research. Take a look at it.
Okay. So, you interviewed 250 people in Shanghai, is that right?
Not just in Shanghai. 250 people in Shanghai, 20 in Beijing, and 250 in Guangzhou.
Oh, it looks like you got similar results in all three cities.
Yes. The main question we were asking was how people would respond to a new brand coming in at the high end of the market.
And it seems as if a lot of people like the idea.
Exactly. 70% of the people interviewed prefer a well-respected brand name. It's as simple as that.
But will they want to buy our products or stick to what they know?
Well, most people like the idea of being able to buy a Chinese brand rather than a foreign one.
What do you mean by most people exactly?
In our target market of 16 to 30 years old, only 15% said they would hesitate to buy a Chinese brand.
So you'd say that being a Chinese brand is one of our major strengths?
Definitely. I think the main thrust of our marketing campaign should be our Chinese identity.
Well, that makes sense.
The trick will be convincing them that our products are of the same quality as the established brands.
Yes, and our research shows that pricing will have a lot to do with that.
We can't afford to price our products too high, obviously.
That's right. The research suggests we should go for price points just below those of our main competitors.
I agree. We need to be noticeably cheaper, but still be in the same price bracket as the other top brands.
New words.
Breakdown.
Thrust.
Identity.
Established.
Pricing.
Noticeably.
Bracket.
Mediocre.
3. Listen to a short passage about brand and fill in the blanks.
The most effective description of a brand is a name or symbol that is commonly known to identify a company or its products and separates its company or product from the competition. A well-known brand is generally regarded as one that people will recognize, often even if they do not know about the company or its products or services. It usually includes the business name or the name of a product. The overall branding of a company or product can also stretch to a logo, symbol, or even design features that identify the company or its products or services. For example, the Nike brand name is known throughout the world, and people can identify its name and logo even if they have never bought any of their products. However, not only is the company name a brand, but its logo is also a strong piece of branding in its own right. The majority of people that are aware of the company can also identify it from this symbol alone. The clothing and running shoe company Adidas is well known for using three stripes on its range of products. This design feature branding allows people to identify their products, even if the Adidas brand name and logo is not present. The most effective description of a brand is a name or symbol that is commonly known to identify a company or its products and separates its company or product from the competition. A well-known brand is generally regarded as one that people will recognize, often even if they do not know about the company or its products or services. It usually includes the business name or the name of a product. The overall branding of a company or product can also stretch to a logo, symbol, or even design features that identify the company or its products or services. For example, the Nike brand name is known throughout the world, and people can identify its name and logo even if they have never bought any of their products. However, not only is the company name a brand, but its logo is also a strong piece of branding in its own right. The majority of people that are aware of the company can also identify it from this symbol alone. The clothing and running shoe company Adidas is well known for using three stripes on its range of products. This design feature branding allows people to identify their products, even if the Adidas brand name and logo is not present.
New words.
Logo.
Majority.
Proper nouns.
Nike.
Adidas. 4. Read the passage below and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Image is everything. The absolute foundation of your small business is your image. The way potential clients and/or customers perceive your business sets the stage for the way your product or service is recognized and ultimately judged. Image is everything, and it will affect your business either positively or negatively. What do you want people to think about when they see your image? When they see your logo, business card, pamphlet or website, what will they think? Cheap? Expensive? Professional? Successful? Expert? Amateur? Failure? It doesn't matter if you have been in business 6 years or 6 days. The failure to recognize just how important your image is and just how much people will judge you based on that image is a huge mistake, and it can be a mistake that will have a lasting impact on the long-term success of your small business. People's perception tends to become their reality. How much do you charge? Is your product or service the best? Would people be crazy not to do business with you? Are you the most experienced and most qualified professional in your industry? Does your image convey this? Does it say, "We are the best and we pay attention to detail"? Or does it say, "We are the cheapest in town and just throw things together at the last minute"? Does your image convey your professionalism and expertise? Or does it say, "We don't stand out, we are like everyone else, we are a commodity to be passed over"? I run across small businesses on a daily basis that gives absolutely no regard or consideration to what their image is saying. You've seen them too. They throw together a font with some clip art ripped from the internet and call it a logo. Their pamphlet is printed with an inkjet printer on cheap paper templates bought at Office Depot. Their website has been thrown together in a night and has 6 different fonts and 12 different colors. Essentially, what these businesses are saying with their image is, we don't care, we are cheap, we are amateurs, we are not as professional as we claim. Is this truly what they want to convey? Probably not, but disregarding the importance of image is a recipe for misinterpretation of your small business. Image can make you look truly great. Think for a moment about Starbucks. Its image is one of excellence and top quality in the world of coffee. Because of its image, we willingly pay $2, $3, and even $4 for coffee when we could go down the street somewhere else and pay much less for the same thing. But Starbucks' image says, we are worth the price, we are the best. Starbucks has added to the success of its business by developing a professional and quality image. Image can make you look cheap, even if you don't want to look that way. I recently spoke to an owner of a small venture capitalist firm. His business is small, but he works with large companies to help them acquire millions of dollars in financing. Yet, when I reviewed his logo, I found it to be absolutely atrocious. He did it himself by throwing together a font and some clip art that came with Microsoft Word. A 3-year-old may as well have designed it. It looked that elementary. Why should potential clients trust his firm to handle millions of dollars in venture funding for them when his image screamed, "We are cheap"? Successful businesses know and understand the importance of image. If you spend the time, effort, and money developing a professional and successful image, your business will be seen as professional and successful. If you don't take the time and just throw together your image, your business will be seen as thrown together and cheap. A successful image will help you attract the types of clients you want to work with. You will convey that you are worth your price. You will convey you are the best in your industry. Additionally, you will give your prospective clients a sense that they would be crazy not to do business with you. Your image is what everyone sees. It is what people think of your small business, and it's one of the most indispensable elements in a successful business. Recognizing its vital impact is your bottom line.
New words.
Absolute.
Foundation.
Client.
Pamphlet.
Perception.
Convey.
Professionalism.
Commodity.
Consideration.
Font.
Printer.
Depot.
Misinterpretation.
Capitalist.
Additionally.
Indispensable.
Proper noun.
Office depot.
Brand promotion.
品牌推广.
New words.
Sweepstake.
Advergame. 2. Listen to a conversation on choosing the brand name Mozilla Firefox and answer the following questions.
Why did you change the name?
To avoid overlap. The colloquial name Firebird is in use by another open source project. While we don't believe our use of the Firebird name infringed on their trademark, we want to be responsive to the concerns of fellow open source developers.
Why Firefox?
It's similar to Firebird. It's easy to remember. It sounds good. It's unique. We like it. And we weren't able to find any other project or company even remotely similar to a web browser that uses the same name.
What's a Firefox?
A Firefox is another name for the red panda.
Will this name be permanent?
We sure hope so. We've learned a lot about choosing names in the past year. We have been very careful in researching the name to ensure that we will not have any problems down the road.
How will this affect other Mozilla projects?
Having dealt with this issue, we'll be working out a more detailed branding strategy in the coming months. The branding document will be updated accordingly.
Is it Firefox or Mozilla Firefox?
The official name is Mozilla Firefox. We will shorten that to Firefox.
Won't this confuse people?
Yes, but if the WWF can pull it off, so can we. Besides, in 6 months, you'll forget there ever was any other name.
But I hate the new name. It's stupid.
Our editors are trying to figure out whether this is a question. Of course, not everyone will like the new name, especially at first. We're confident most people will quickly get used to it.
Why did you change the name?
To avoid overlap. The colloquial name Firebird is in use by another open source project. While we don't believe our use of the Firebird name infringed on their trademark, we want to be responsive to the concerns of fellow open source developers.
Why Firefox?
It's similar to Firebird. It's easy to remember. It sounds good. It's unique. We like it. And we weren't able to find any other project or company even remotely similar to a web browser that uses the same name.
What's a Firefox?
A Firefox is another name for the red panda.
Will this name be permanent?
We sure hope so. We've learned a lot about choosing names in the past year. We have been very careful in researching the name to ensure that we will not have any problems down the road.
How will this affect other Mozilla projects?
Having dealt with this issue, we'll be working out a more detailed branding strategy in the coming months. The branding document will be updated accordingly.
Is it Firefox or Mozilla Firefox?
The official name is Mozilla Firefox. We will shorten that to Firefox.
Won't this confuse people?
Yes, but if the WWF can pull it off, so can we. Besides, in 6 months, you'll forget there ever was any other name.
But I hate the new name. It's stupid.
Our editors are trying to figure out whether this is a question. Of course, not everyone will like the new name, especially at first. We're confident most people will quickly get used to it.
New words.
Overlap.
Infringe.
Responsive.
Remotely.
Browser.
Accordingly.
Proper nouns.
Mozilla Firefox.
WWF. 3. Listen to a short passage about company image and fill in the blanks. What visions, feelings, and thoughts come to mind when you think of Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, or Nike? The mention of each company's name probably calls to mind some type of thought, feeling, or vision, whereas Sally's Imports does not. That's because each of the first four companies has created a distinguishable company image. A company image is the combination of the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, opinions, and visions people have about you, your products and services, or your company. Note, it is what consumers think and feel about your business, not what you think or what your sales literature and sales staff says. Your image might precede your actual contact with a prospect, but it will certainly follow all customer contacts and set the stage for future interactions. Consequently, even the smallest companies should be aware of and do whatever is appropriate to promote its image. Your company image is both a simple and complex concept. It's simple because successful companies create images that are easily described and recognized by their target audiences. It's complex because it takes many discrete elements working together to create an image. What visions, feelings, and thoughts come to mind when you think of Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, or Nike? The mention of each company's name probably calls to mind some type of thought, feeling, or vision, whereas Sally's Imports does not. That's because each of the first four companies has created a distinguishable company image. A company image is the combination of the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, opinions, and visions people have about you, your products and services, or your company. Note, it is what consumers think and feel about your business, not what you think or what your sales literature and sales staff says. Your image might precede your actual contact with a prospect, but it will certainly follow all customer contacts and set the stage for future interactions. Consequently, even the smallest companies should be aware of and do whatever is appropriate to promote its image. Your company image is both a simple and complex concept. It's simple because successful companies create images that are easily described and recognized by their target audiences. It's complex because it takes many discrete elements working together to create an image.
New words.
Vision.
Distinguishable.
Staff.
Interaction.
Discreet.
Proper nouns.
Johnson & Johnson.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Sally's imports. 4. Read the passage below and answer the questions that follow.
Nike.com, Pure Play. One, strength. Nike has a tradition of strong graphic identity and enormous brand awareness. In 2000, they sold nearly $9 billion sneakers, sweats, golf balls, and more around the globe. Yet they admit they are not in the clothing business, they are in the image business. From Tiger Woods to Michael Jordan, Nike surrounds itself with winners. Their print and TV ads are legendary for their sophistication, wit, and execution. In a sense, they strive for something close to perfection in crafting a message that's irresistible. 2. A network of targeted microsites. Unlike its rival companies, Nike presents itself to many different audiences in different ways. It's a marketing strategy born from a sophisticated understanding of how people respond to images of lifestyle. Whereas most companies develop products for an existing market, Nike tries equally to create the image first and then respond to the market that emerges. But devising a tactic to pursue niche markets is something that cannot be solved with a one-size-fits-all design approach. If your business is going after myriad audiences, it would be nearly impossible to satisfy the needs of all customers under one umbrella megasite. The web is not a mass marketing engine. It's a place to begin one-to-one conversations with your customers. Male street basketball players are not likely to identify with the same site content as female tennis players. Each Nike product has a particular group of potential athletes in mind. Each Nike site goes after those target groups, first beginning with the country, then the sport, that is to say, NikeGolf.com, then with marketing content and products. Using similar structure, color, grid, and logo treatment, Nike has created a cohesive identity across the network, but with due attention to the individuality of the target audience. 3. The swoosh remains the same. Though it is only about 30 years old, there are few other symbols more recognizable around the world than the Nike swoosh. Its form is simple and swift. Its meaning is built masterfully over the years with billions of dollars of products, advertisements, and research. Like a famous signature, it has earned a unique right to identify something as special, whether it's a pair of running shorts or a golf ball. For such a beautiful shape, the swoosh carries a lot of weight. It is not a logo that is dressed up in many colors, showing up mostly in black or white. Nor does the logo change often. Keeping the Nike swoosh conservative and consistent allows it to become a unifying device across channels such as TV, print, or web. 4. A consistent structure. To succeed in a strategy of creating as many subsites as Nike has done requires more than a great logo. It requires a strong graphic identity and skill. Nike is adept not only at sniffing out popular cultural trends and desires, but in creating them as well.
and to engage its multifaceted audience's attention in its many lifestyle images, Nike has turned to the web and begun to create fine-tuned microsites. The content on each site is unique and typically bathed in many widely different color schemes. To anchor the designs, Nike keeps most pages neatly framed with gray bars holding similar elements like teasers to new sneakers or contests. Such structural cues can also provide an easy out for the confused or uninterested user. 5. Make the visitor the hero. Nike's site offers us an interesting idea when it comes to designing an online identity. Makes the site visitor the hero. Don't just shower them with unearned praise. Challenge them to learn. Provide them with the tools and information to decide and act for themselves. This can be as simple as adding some customizable elements or more challenging, such as letting them re-edit a famous commercial. Allow users to reveal what's important to them and why. The act of opening a dialogue is sometimes rewarding enough. Nike takes our ideas of beauty, grace, speed, or sex and tells them back to us in their own way. But if Nike were to simply put these symbols on a web page, they would remain merely abstractions and rather dull. Nike's real design skill is making these ideas represent some greater concept, which is powered by the emotional and intellectual stock we are willing to bring to it. How do they do that? By using design, symbolism, and coherence to stir up the most seductive idea to date, that there's a hero within you.
New words.
Sneaker.
Sweat.
Legendary.
Sophistication.
Execution.
Craft.
Niche.
Myriad.
Megasite.
Cohesive.
Individuality.
Swoosh.
Recognizable.
Masterfully.
Consistent.
Unify.
Sniff.
Multifaceted.
Fine-tune.
Scheme.
Anchor.
Teaser.
Cue.
Uninterested.
Customizable.
Re-edit.
Symbolism.
Coherence.
Seductive.
Proper nouns.
Tiger Woods.
Michael Jordan.
Nike Swoosh.